Here we go. The NBA Finals, they are finally underway after that extended 8-day break. So we've got some big NBA news and notes to discuss, especially with all of these coaching changes. It just seems like college coaches, they are now in high demand. They are wanted by the NBA. We've got, Billy Donovan, now the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We've talked a lot about that over the past couple of weeks. Of course, the latest news, Chicago Bulls with the hiring of Fred Hoiberg, and that's a hot topic. Now you've got two college coaches hoping to see that perhaps they will be able to lead their teams to the promised land. I'm very anxious to get some perspective from our next guest. That is Lee Klein from Slam Magazine, and he is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. What does Lee Klein do on a Friday night?
Well, if it's basketball season, if we got basketball being played, it's thinking basketball, and if it's if we're lucky enough, we're teaching kids how to play as well during, you know, once we hit our camp time. So that's pretty much a lot of my Friday night. And excited, you know, excited that the NBA Finals are here.
Yes.
And that we're going to crown a team that hasn't won the championship in a very long time, if ever.
Well, I want to get into some of these new hires, but let me digress for just a moment. I mean, who do you see ultimately will come out on top? Let me pick your brain, Lee.
I still go by who's been there, who's able, who knows what it takes to win a series like this, and that's LeBron James. So perhaps outmanned or not quite as deep a team, I still think in the end they've got, you know, the best guy. And when you got the best player and he knows how to do it, it's hard to root against them or pick against them. So I think it's Cleveland series to lose, the Cavaliers, in a full seven.
So, Lee, if the Cavs do come up short, I mean, how much will that impact LeBron's legacy, or will it?
At this point, being five straight finals, I don't think his legacy, you know, his legacy is somewhat secure as one of the best ever. Will he be, quote-unquote, the champion in the ilk of the game's greatest champions, guys like Bill Russell and Michael Jordan, guys that seem to win it just about every time that they suited up for it? Maybe not, but I don't think that's going to matter when we look back on his career a long time from now. We see everything that he's accomplished. So I don't think he needs it to justify his greatness. I think he wants it because that's the type of competitor he is, and wants also, because he's a great teammate, he wants to give that experience to those that have never experienced it as well.
The familiar voice, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, owner and operates the five-star basketball camps. That's going to be getting underway here in the month of June. We're getting his perspective, NBA Finals. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about these college coaches. As I said in the open, I mean, they are in high demand. Why are college coaches now, once considered, you know, in the past they were considered risky hires, now they're more attractive?
Well, I think there's a few factors. I think, one, there was always a situation where the NBA didn't feel it could woo the college coach to make the jump, because college basketball was a lighter season with more job security that could pay the equivalent amount of money. But as college basketball has changed now, where it's no longer really, you know, as your administrators change and job security is not what it was, and it's not as much the basketball job as it used to be, because you have to raise money and be the face of the school and the program, it's really evolved. So now I think coaches are more interested in making the jump than ever before. So the NBA now is a viable, you know, is really a viable option, and coaches are willing to listen, not just because the money, but because it's about pure basketball there. It's the business of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not under, you don't have to deal with administrators. You don't have to deal with classes, recruiting. It's a lot different in that regard. The second piece of the puzzle is the NBA. Every NBA team is looking for a leader. Every NBA team is looking for a voice that could get kids to play, to get these professionals to play hard and play together. Can you get them to buy in? So, in many cases, they're looking for new leaders. Cleveland turned to David Blatt. That's worked out very well. And sometimes, what we've seen is now some of the best leaders are in college basketball, and so NBA organizations are turning to them. They're more interested in listening, and we will see how things turn to be very cyclical. You'll get a retread phase where guys will hire guys that were once fired. You'll have the college phase now. If they're successful, more people will go that route. If Donovan and Hoiberg struggle, then the opportunity for future college coaches will be less and less thereafter.
So, Lee, if David Blatt, of course, the coach from Europe, I mean, he wins it all, are we going to anticipate seeing some of these guys from overseas looking more attractive than they may go that direction as far as with some of the hirings?
Well, I think David Blatt's a little bit of a different situation, being being an American coach that has had a history of success as a player and so here in the U.S. and then having great, incredible international success in Italy, coaching, and then of course the national team in Russia and so on. But I do think that we've seen a lot of things change. We've seen now Becky Hammon be an assistant coach for the Spurs. Mm-hmm. We've seen now, I believe, the Spanish coach, Coach Messina, is now an assistant coach in the NBA. So the NBA truly is a global, diverse game, and it's been that way looking for player talent, and now we're seeing it go that direction for coaching talent. So the NBA, in many ways, is a leader amongst all the professional sports leagues in looking for, different sources of talent.
Lee Klein is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show, and I want to back up for a moment. We were talking about Billy Donovan, Fred Hoiberg. Were you surprised to see Hoiberg make that crossover? I mean, gosh, he's had some health concerns. He just had open-heart surgery. I mean, we talk about the burnout rate for coaches in the NBA. The demands are very high. I mean, how do you think he's going to be able to handle all that?
I mean, I think he'll handle it fine because he's, he was a very successful pro player, and I think he knows what he's getting into. Everyone wants to be the best in your profession. This is the best basketball. You want to show that you could do it on that level. And administrative-wise, he's got a great relationship with Gar Foreman, and that's an important part. Who are you working for? Do those guys have your back? And if you feel that you have that right relationship, then it's worth taking the jump and see, can you take your career and sort of take it to a whole other level?
Well, Donovan and Hoiberg, I mean, these are guys that are taking over teams that are accustomed to winning. I mean, they've got great situations. It's not like, as we've talked about in the past, it's not a Denver job, it's not Orlando. So the bar's set high, and I'm anticipating great results. Hey, Lee Klein has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Look forward to catching up with you next week, okay, Lee?
My pleasure.
Okay, enjoy the finals. Much more straight ahead tonight here in Hour 1. Stay close.